And she's turning the vacuum, and it blew stuff out of the back end of the vacuum because my husband had reversed all the tubes. And so we had to stop and take it to the vacuum cleaner man. And he just thought it was hilarious because he said, "Lady, somebody's playing a trick on you." She was furious.
Your husband
But
wasn't very
no, but oh
popular.
yes, he
He
was
was a
always.
trickster.
He was always very, very. My parents thought that God handed him down in the center of his hand to our
Oh,
family.
wow. That's
And his
awesome.
family thought the same thing
Wow,
about me.
that's great.
It is.
That's great. What about, was there a porch or anything like
On the,
that?
oh, on in the my house,
Yeah.
there was a screen porch on the side. It was a little stoop on the front, not a porch, similar to what's out there. But there was a nice screen porch, and we'd sit out there in the summer and rock, and it had a swing and a rock, two or three rocking chairs. It was great.
And any kind of fireplace or anything?
Well, we had a fireplace, but it was never used as a fireplace because it had a gas heater in it, and that helped keep the house warm. We had a gas heater in the bathroom and one in the fireplace. So
So
that helped warm us.
what kind of things might you find in a bedroom? What kind of furniture?
In my bedroom?
In a bedroom or your bedroom specifically?
Well, we have a lot of ant here.
Or when either
When I was
provides,
little,
sure.
you know, I don't. Oh, I had when I for my 16th birthday, I got a bedroom suit. And then when we got married, my parents gave that to us, and that's what we used. It was a double bed because there were no king size beds. And I can't remember. I think we took that with us when we went. When we moved to New York, we did. But when he was in medical school, we lived at in Emory housing, student housing. We had a Murphy bed that came out of the wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about
It's neat.
where you keep clothes?
Where I kept
Yeah,
clothes.
sure, like a piece of furniture.
Oh, well, I had a dresser that, I mean, when I was 16, I don't remember what I slept on before I got that bedroom suit. Well, I don't know, but it had a dresser and it had a place, had a big mirror, and you sat, made your little face up.
What about your parents' house? The house where
Where they
yes,
lived?
in Savannah. What was that like?
Well, I have no idea.
You never.
I don't remember because my mother's mother. Oh, I remember my daddy's mother's house, but my mother's mother died when I was two, and my granddaddy had long died before I
I
was
just say that
born.
the houses are so beautiful there.
My father's mother lived in what I thought was a humongous house as a child. I mean, it was big as a child, and it had a front porch that I thought was really big and a nice swing, and my sister and cousin and I would go out and swing, and my grandmother had a beautiful garden out by the side, which was gigantic to me. It was, well, I'll finish. And then we would go, you'd go into her li in the hallway, and then her living room was off to the left, and then you'd go through the living room to the dining room, and then her bedroom was back at that. Then you would come up two steps. I remember this like it was yesterday. Come up two steps and into a room that had a bed in it and a big, tall chiffereau where you hung things up, if you know what I'm talking about. And that was, I don't know what it was, just a room with a bed in it. And then the kitchen was off to the back. And then she had, my aunt and uncle lived upstairs. That had, as well as I remember, a couple of bedrooms, but same floor plan as downstairs. And my aunt at the time, that my sister, let's see, I was probably six, and my aunt was only about 18 or 19. So she sort of, we used to love to go there because she would comb our hair and put makeup on, treated us like dolls. We really loved it. But my grandmother's house, my sister and I went back years later, and it's very little.